Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, in the Scriptures to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 9. 1 Thessalonians 4, 9. He said, as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Everybody said out loud, taught of God. To love one another. He went on to say, indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. He said, you're doing it, but do it more. What? Do what more? Love one another. The New Living Bible in the 9th verse says, God himself has taught you to love one another. God himself has taught you. Well, he is love. And there is no better teacher on love than love. So, well, who taught you how to love? Love himself. I was taught by the best. Right? Regarding life together and getting along, the message says, you are God taught in these matters. Verse 10, you're already good at it. Your friends all over the province of Macedonia are the evidence. Keep it up. Get better and better at it. And I know when the Lord led me about teaching on this in the church, that's the sense that I had. You're already doing this in a measure. Well, we hear these reports. I mean, a lot of these things that you hear is people in the church ministering to other people in the church. God used people in the church to help pay off something for the other person. Some of these testimonies, it's both the parties were in the church. Well, that's love, isn't it? And we have just a continuous stream of testimonies of people that came visiting. And you took them out and blessed them. And stranger to you, but you took them to your house and fed them and made a car payment for them. Took them shopping. Paid off a credit card. That is common at Faith Life Church. Isn't it? The Lord told us to excel in hospitality. Well, that's love. What is it? It's love. And he said, you are God taught in these matters. Now, what is the new commandment? Put it up on the screen, if you would, guys. John 13 and 34, isn't it? What did it say? A new commandment I give to you, this is Jesus talking, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. He went on to say, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples. How will other people, even unsaved people, know that you really are a Christian? By how we treat each other. Now, the specific application of this is loving your fellow Christian, which is why the devil works overtime trying to influence churches to fight each other and Christians to fight each other, because it destroys our witness. It's not by your church attendance that people know that you're his. It's not by how much scripture you can quote. It's not by your charity, so to speak. It's not by you speaking in tongues. It's not even by your miracles. How will other people know you really are a Christian? By how I love you and how you love me, your brother. See, God intends to provoke the unsaved to jealousy. Have you read the scriptures? He uses these kind of things. What do you mean? People ought to see how blessed we are and how we treat each other and how we take care of each other and think, how can I join the club? How can I get into that? Right? And we just say, hey, easy. Accept Jesus. Come on in. We got a place for you. The, you know, organized crime families, the gangs, all of these things. You know why they are, have the success that they have? It's because they have a form of, they're not really, but a form of some kind of family. And they try to tell the people, well, you get into this, we take care of our own, and there's loyalty, and you'll have a family. And so many people displaced, didn't have a daddy, didn't have a mama, and are a family, and they're so hungry for that. But these things are deceptive, aren't they? Because, you know, like we've said before, I know it sounds funny, but you know it's true. In the organized crime families, they're just liable to tell you one day, you know, I love you like a brother, but I gotta whack you. Nothing personal, just business. Well, you don't want a family like that, right? You want a family that's like Jesus. And Jesus is willing to die for you instead of make you die for him. Huge, huge difference. Instead of being willing to sacrifice you, he was willing to sacrifice himself. And that is the God kind of love. Now, all Christians know we're supposed to love each other. They know that in their head. But there is gross ignorance in the body concerning what this love really is. And then how to do it. So now for weeks we've been on the subject. And we're camping on it and we're getting it. Aren't we? Getting what? How to keep the love commandment. How to do it. Everybody said out loud, I'm learning how.
I'm learning how.
I am taught of God himself.
I'm taught of God himself.
He is teaching me,
he is teaching me
how to love my brother.
How to love my brother.
He is teaching me,
he is teaching me
how to keep the command.
How to keep the command.
It'd help us to keep reminding ourselves, what is love? Love is not a feeling. This is one of the biggest misconceptions. That's what people say, I love you, you know, I'm in love with you, and then later I'm not in love with you. Why? I don't feel like I used to. Well, they never knew what love was. Love is not a feeling. Love is many things, but let's condense it to this for right now. Love is a person. God is love. He's not just a feeling now, is he? And love is a command. The word command means order. It's an order. If something's an order, it's not a suggestion. It's not volitional. You know, you can't just decide if I want to or not. It's not optional is the word I should say.
Right.
If it's an order, it's not optional.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. If it's an order, it's not optional. Do you have an option whether you love your brothers or not?
No.
What if you don't like them? Still have to love them.
Yes.
How can you love somebody you don't like? You can. It's an act of your will, right? It's a decision to obey the order. You can love people you can't stand being around. You can love people that have been mean to you. You can love people that have hurt you and it's got nothing to do with your feelings. It's an order. Now, if you're a Christian, you're not your own Lord. You're not your own head. How many have confessed and said, Jesus is my Lord? Well, then that means he's the boss. Right? He's the head. If he is your Lord, then you don't run your life. He does. If you're still running your life, then he may be your savior, but he's not really your Lord. Well, your Lord, the head of the church, gave you an order. Gave you an order, gave you a command. What did he tell you? I command you. Love one another. How? as I have loved you. The Bible said he loved us while we were still his enemies. He loved us and gave himself. We were not giving him warm and fuzzy feelings. Mankind rebelling against him, running away from him, and even though that was happening, he loved us and gave himself for us. So can we keep the commandment?
Yes.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Are you willing to commit to do it?
Yes.
Even before you understand how, it's an act of faith. Said out loud, everybody. Said out loud, I've been commanded to love my brother. And by faith, I'll do it as he helps me, as he shows me how. I'm willing to do it. In Jesus' name, I'll do it. Now, if we don't do it, we're in disobedience. We're in rebellion against the command, but we're not rebelling against him. We're willing to do it, and we're learning how to do it. We've already covered some ground. How many can remember some of the things we've seen already from the scriptures? How to love one another. What was the first one? Love prefers. What does prefer mean? Choose one thing over another. Love will prefer you and choose you over itself. Secondly, what does love do? Love does no harm. The scripture said to its neighbor, that's whoever you happen to be around. Now we're not through with this one. I'm going to get to it some more as the Lord would help us. But a big part of this is simply being aware. I know as Phyllis and I have grown up some in the Lord, you become more aware of the effect of your words and actions on others. You know, the Bible talks about words. Actually, in Psalms and Proverbs, compares words to arrows. Have you read it? Compares words to arrows. And it talks about how words can hurt and pierce like an arrow, or words can heal. Words, life and death is in the power of the tongue. But think about this. People get mad. People get hurt, people get upset, and just say stuff, don't they? And then later feel bad about it, and later repent and try to make it right, but don't realize you've already shot somebody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Lays Down Its Life, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106F. That's R1106F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.